This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Lizzie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Heather Burnell. We're talking about two events coming up for White Mountain Waldorf School. They have their Tea and Puppet. That's going to be this Thursday, 9 till 10:30 in the morning at the White Mountain Waldorf School. They do have a snow date of March 5th, same time for that. Then they also have a winter carnival coming up, and that will be March 7th, 10:30 until 1 at the White Mountain Waldorf School. You can find more information on either of these at any time by going to whitemountainwaldorf.org. That's whitemountainwaldorf.org. Heather, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tony.
So let's get into Tea and Puppet. What is the deal with this? People show up at 9 a.m. at the White Mountain Waldorf School. What can they expect?
Yes, so our Tea and Puppet is an early childhood morning. So it's sort of a mini morning, if you will, of our full programs at school. And you can expect tea, of course.
Yes.
And a lovely, nutritious homemade snack. I think the teachers are going to make applesauce and oatmeal. And then, you know, your children and your you and your children can just have some free exploration in the beautiful classrooms. There will be a circle time that our kindergarten teacher, Carolyn Harrison, will do for the children. And she will also perform a puppet show with felted animals. And if the weather is nice, maybe we'll go outside at the end.
Very cool. Very cool. And this is all going to be showcasing the White Mountain Waldorf School and what you guys are all about.
Absolutely. So it's an open house. We do these typically this time of year. We'll offer many of them from here on out the rest of the school year. And they are free to attend for currently non-enrolled families with children ages 2 to 5. It doesn't mean you can't bring a younger sibling. If there's a baby in a sling, they're very welcome to come too. And this is for not just parents to bring their children, but caregivers, grandparents, anybody who's curious about a Waldorf early childhood education should sign up to come.
And as mentioned, there is going to be a snow date. So if it doesn't happen this coming Thursday, 9 till 10:30 in the morning, then it will be still happening March 5th, same time.
Yes, we will have a snow date. There is snow on the horizon, as usual, this time of year. So we just want to make sure that people are safe. And if school is canceled, you can go on to WMUR for school cancellations and closings or call the school. And we'll have an outgoing message to say that we're closed.
And there will be a second one. It's pretty much the same thing. That's going to be later on in March on the 28th. That's a Saturday, same time, 9 a.m. I imagine Saturday may be more accessible for some people. Is that the reason for the different date?
Absolutely. I hear from a number of parents, we'd love to come to your events, but I work full time and we respect that. So we do offer Saturday open houses.
So that is Tea and Puppet this Thursday, 9 a.m. till 10:30 at the White Mountain Waldorf School with tea and snacks. Plus, they'll have circle time, play a puppet show going on. And if it snows or there's inclement weather, then the snow date will be March 5th, again, 9 a.m. till 10:30. Mm-hmm. Now, you can find more information on this by going to whitemountainwaldorf.org. That's whitemountainwaldorf.org. I do want to move on to the Winter Carnival. Mm-hmm. This is going to be Saturday, March 7th. And that is going to be from 10:30 until 1 in the afternoon.
Yes, Tony. So this is our third year of doing this style of open house. It's actually probably my favorite event of the year because it's just a lovely time to come to the campus in the dead of winter. And we have a couple of fires going outside, one up in our forest classroom where there'll be a teacher telling a story, fireside. There'll potentially be a sing-along with some of our students who play ukulele, which will be adorable, and another outdoor puppet show done by the early childhood teachers. The classrooms will be open, beautiful artwork. The children's lesson books will be on display. You can meet the teachers, explore the campus on snowshoes, thanks to Tin Mountain lending us a number of their snowshoes from their barn for the day. If you do have your own, it's nice to bring your own. And we will have complimentary snacks, chili, and hot cider. And this is a free event for families.
And as you can gather from that whole listing of different things that are going on, it might be a really good idea to go to the Winter Carnival dressed for being outside.
We will be outside. There will be a teacher doing a craft inside if it's bitterly cold for the younger children, but mostly it will be outdoors.
So get that nice fresh air. And the snacks, the chili, and the hot cider are going to be provided by 302 Tavern and Smokehouse for that event.
Oh, yes. We are very thankful for our friends at 302, and they are constantly being generous to our school.
So that is the Winter Carnival. It's going to be Saturday, March 7th, 10:30 until 1 p.m. at the White Mountain Waldorf School. As mentioned, there's going to be fireside storytelling, a puppet show, a tour of the school. There'll be snowshoeing, snacks, food with chili and hot cider. It's going to be a really fun event and a breath of fresh air because you will be outside for most of that. And then, of course, the tea and puppet show, which will be this Thursday, 9 till 10:30 in the morning at the White Mountain Waldorf School, with a snow date of March 5th and a second date of March 28th, in case you can't make the weekday events. This is all showcasing the White Mountain Waldorf School. You can find more information about them and their events by going to whitemountainwaldorf.org. That is whitemountainwaldorf.org. Let's talk a little bit about the White Mountain Waldorf School overall.
Yes, so we're in our 35th year of providing quality Waldorf education in the Valley to our families, and we offer programs from age 2 through 8th grade right now. And it's just a beautiful school and a beautiful style of learning. And I encourage you, if you've never come to our campus before or walked into one of our classrooms, please come. We'd love to show you what we do and just share our beautiful resources that we have with the other families in the Valley.
And that's something I've always noticed about White Mountain Waldorf School. They are very, very open in trying to get the parents involved with the education.
Absolutely.
And getting that to be a very open process of learning for everybody.
We consider ourselves not just educating children in the classrooms before us, but the whole family.
So it's White Mountain Waldorf School. They have their tea and puppet event. That's going to be Thursday, 9 till 10:30 in the morning at the White Mountain Waldorf School. And they have a snow date of March 5th for that, as well as a second event for tea and puppet, which will be on March 28th. Again, same time, 9 until 10:30 in the morning. And then the Winter Carnival, Saturday, March 7th, 10:30 till 1, again at White Mountain Waldorf School. And they will have fireside storytelling, puppet shows outside, snowshoeing. You can find more information by going to whitemountainwaldorf.org. That is whitemountainwaldorf.org. Heather, did we miss anything?
Nope. I think we covered it all.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on to Drive Time.
Thank you very much, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.